Today on Gardening in a Minute, pre-emergence herbicides. Weeds can be a gardener's worst nightmare. To help keep them in check, you can use pre-emergence herbicide products. Pre-emergence herbicides are applied before weeds are a problem and keep weed seeds from growing and emerging from the soil. They're commonly used in the lawn, but can also be applied to landscape beds. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch will also help keep weed problems down in your beds. Pre-emergence herbicides can be applied in either liquid or granular form and are often specific to particular kinds of weeds. Always read and follow directions for how and where to apply any pesticide. If weeds are a major problem in your landscape or to keep them from taking over your life, consider using pre-emergence herbicides. For more about herbicides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, long-lasting cut flowers. Fresh flowers make a wonderful gift for almost any situation. Here are a few tips to make them last as long as possible. At the store, flowers should have freshly cut stems and be kept in clean water. Flower food should be provided with the flowers. At home, remove leaves or flowers that will end up underwater. Cut 1/2 to 1 inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife. Place them in a clean vase filled with fresh water and flower food. Pre-arranged flowers should be in clean, clear water or moist floral foam. If the water turns yellow and cloudy, wash the vase with soapy water and add fresh water with flower food. Recut and rinse the stems before placing them back into the container. For more information about cut flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, crabgrass. Crabgrass is a common weed that, if left unchecked, can take over your lawn. It can disrupt the beauty of the lawn with its different color and texture and even choke out your lawn grass entirely. The best defense against crabgrass or any other weed is a healthy lawn that's mowed, watered, and fertilized properly. But should you get crabgrass in your St. Augustine grass lawn, you'll need to spot kill it with a non-selective herbicide and fill in the bare patches with fresh sod or plugs as soon as possible. To keep the seedlings from coming back after you eliminate the existing crabgrass, use pre-emergence herbicides the following winter. In South Florida, apply in early February, in Central Florida around mid-February, and in North Florida towards the end of the month. For more information about crabgrass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vegetable bolting. If you're new to vegetable gardening, you may have heard the term bolting, but what does it actually mean? Bolting is another way to say that a vegetable plant has started to flower. It can happen in spring when cool-season crops respond to warmer temperatures and longer days. Crops that often bolt include Brussels sprouts, broccoli, lettuce, collards, and other greens. The trouble is that bolting can affect the quality of your harvest. As plants put more energy into flowering and setting seed, the vegetables will start to taste bitter. Pinch off any flowers as they appear, and you may be able to extend your harvest season by a few weeks. And in the future, look for seed varieties that are labeled as slow bolting. For more information about vegetable gardening and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, figuring out what fertilizer to use. Fertilizer provides nutrients for your plants, and it's available in a variety of forms. Inorganic fertilizers are mined or synthesized, while organic fertilizers are derived from living organisms. Different plants have different nutrient requirements, and in many cases a fertilizer product may not be necessary. So know your plant's needs and do your homework before you purchase and apply fertilizers. Consider having your soil tested to see what's present and what's lacking. Kits are available from your county extension office. For your lawn and landscape, use slow-release products that require fewer applications and may be less likely to leach nutrients into the water supply. Buy and use fertilizers wisely so that your garden thrives and our natural environment survives. For more information about fertilizing, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.